Bobby Ingram, Curtis Ennis. Know that we've been loyal even when we wasn't with it. A trust is lost for the news. Every night for Hallis in your ears.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back for another edition of 79th of Hallis. I am sitting in front of this fat son of a bitch, and I have, it's been a long time since we've done a face-to-face podcast. Of course, if you're following us, which I'm sure you have been, we were literally right in freaking Soldier Field. Scott, of course, did the post-game video.
Yes.
It was terrible, not as good as me.
The best post-game video of the season, by the way.
Not as good as me.
Got rave reviews, over 1,000 views on Twitter, which is more than yours.
Nigga, I had like 2,000 my first
one. Are we sure about that?
Positive.
I don't know about that.
Positive.
I don't know about that.
Anyway, nigga, Bears lost. And this is our review pod.
Yeah, we'll see y'all next week.
Of course, is a precursor. Me and Scott will be in the building again. In Pittsburgh, really looking forward to seeing them losing in, in the national spotlight.
For our halftime interview with Lou Riddick. No, I'm playing.
Yeah, it's a little different recording directly from. I feel like I'm on a legitimate podcast.
No, I feel like I'm on Joe Rogan, nigga. But
you know something about me, Joe Rogan? I smoke rocks. So, how we feeling after the best game, man?
I actually don't feel that bad. Irritated when it happened. When we were walking to the press box, I was irritated. Just because I don't like losing. It has nothing to do with the Bears.
I was talking to you while you walking to the press box. I was nigga, be professional.
I was.
But you know why I said that? Right. I was pissed.
Exactly. Exactly, nigga.
I was fuming.
Exactly.
I was like, nigga, you know what? Niggas get mad at you for doing something. That's because they didn't want the same shit. Because I was like, nigga, be professional, bro. Yeah. You got to be better than this. In my head, I'm like, I hate
this. But I wasn't doing anything that was unprofessional.
You were just saying I can't stay in this shit, bro.
Yeah, but I was saying it under my breath.
That's true.
To you. We're nobody around us. Who's the only niggas in the hallway?
But I was like, nigga, in my head, I'm like, nigga.
You said that like Ryan Pace was walking next, but man, fuck these niggas, Joe.
I was, man.
It's just irritating because, you know, people, you know, yes, we blame the defense, but it's like, yes, the defense played bad, but at the same time, it was like, how many times has the defense done this and the offense ain't done shit?
It's true.
Like, it's like, I can't even get fully mad at them niggas. They just old and tired of that shit right now. And now it's not excusing them for their play.
I mean, but I will say this might have been the worst Bears defensive performance of all time. And the
no,
score,
hell
hear,
no.
Hear me out, but in a different way.
And did Mel Tucker era not happen?
Hey, shout
out. Look, you shout can't out fool to, me before you go to Michigan State. And you ain't with
you
them.
You can't fool a real nigga. Shout out to Mel Tucker and Michigan State for beating the team up north. Even though Michigan State is a team up north, obviously they're not the team up north. There's no rivalry. I don't care about Michigan State. Michigan State ain't done nothing against us.
Y'all think this is an Ohio State podcast?
I am a Buckeye fan. I'm a Buckeye fanatic, so of course. It's technically an Ohio State podcast.
79th and Buckeyes.
I need to come up with a Buckeyes podcast.
I was about to say, you do need to do that.
I know plenty of Buckeyes fans. I know TG's a Buckeye fan. I'm going to just have Sky on Twitter. Who wants to have a Buckeye podcast with me? Because I could have went off about CJ Stroud. Now he's playing a lot better. But anyway. But yes, shout out to Mel Tucker, Michigan State, for beating the team up north. That was a very, very good win. Even though Michigan just cannot pass the ball. Imagine building a college defense around the defense. A college team around the defense. That's just a terrible way.
Can you imagine a pro team being built around defense? That's all we've seen. It's fucking Bears fans.
But the funny thing is that used to be the norm.
Yeah, fucking 30 years ago.
Anyway, but yes, I will say this, though. It might have been the worst Bears performance because, remember, they did not punt.
What, the offense? Oh, yeah. That's
they, did not, Pat O'Donnell only punted once or twice,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So these were long drives by both teams, you know, long drives by both teams. But they didn't punt, and they didn't have any no negative plays combined. So, you know, like when you take into account the yards you gain.
Yeah.
I think Tonga was the only person. Tonga and Akeem Hicks were the only people who had tackles of loss. But I don't know the yardage or how you – when you look at, like, net gain yards, I don't know if they subtract it. It's weird. But my dog is currently licking his hand on my shirt, so that's fun. Anyway, so – that's why I say it's probably the worst Bears defensive game.
I disagree. You look at the
Buccaneers last week, blew the shit out the Bears. But at the same time, Buccaneers punted. There were some negative plays. I don't think there was a sack. Was there a sack? There was one sack.
No, they didn't sack Tom Brady.
Tom Brady didn't get sacked?
If I'm not mistaken, if he did, it was one time. I don't remember.
But remember, I mean, and then you got, it made someone like Jimmy G look like a...
Okay, see, that was the bad part. I can accept Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers going crazy. Because they Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Jimmy fucking Garoppolo almost had 300 fucking yards throwing.
He did.
And then he had 100 on the yard, on the ground. Like, what are we doing here?
Did they have 100 on the ground? I think so. It's just, and those type of game. Now I want to look at Tom Brady and see if he got sacked. Tom Brady did not get sacked.
I told you he didn't get sacked.
It was
like
so
2 weeks
bad.
With no sacks.
Blaine Gabbert even came in. Man, Tom Brady was 20-36, 4 touchdowns. That was a game that was just, man, I don't know, man. Just, it don't.
No, look at Garoppolo's stats. Fuck Brady. Look at Garoppolo.
I'm not sure I want to cry, but okay. Jimmy Garoppolo was 17-28, 322, 11 yards a throw. No touchdowns, though. No interceptions. It was an interesting game.
How many rushing? Where he got his touchdowns.
Mitchell had 137 yards rushing. Deebo Samuel had 171 yards receiving.
Oh, most of that came on an 84 yard.
Yeah. Man.
So how many Jimmy have on the ground?
Rushing himself? Yeah. Just 4 rushing. Remember, he carried at the goal line.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
He's carried at the goal line. Okay. So,
I mean, it's just one of those things where it's like, you know, we talk shit about Eddie Jackson,
mm-hmm.
but you can really see his absence on the field yesterday. I mean, on Sunday.
He's a bad open field tackle.
Yeah, he's a bad
It's never
going to
change.
Yeah.
And when he's not making, you know, he's not getting interceptions, turnovers, period, you think, okay. But then you also realize that he cuts off a lot of routes.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and it was open season after that.
A good safety typically is not one that's getting the most praise in the NFL or, like, you know. Deshaun Gibson does his job. It's not, you know, you're not going to get many turnovers. Well, he got more turnovers than Eddie Jackson since he's been here. But
DHC, it might be playing better than Deshaun Gibson. Now, I don't want to be one of the guys like he should start.
No.
He's probably just a utility guy.
He's just a utility guy. Very good utility guy. You know, don't get me wrong. He's a very good utility guy, but he is also just a utility guy. But, I mean, the reason I say it was bad is because it was one of those performances where Jimmy G was sitting in the pot.
It was bad, but nothing worse than Mel Tucker era. That was some terrible fucking performances. It was just bad. Like, consistently bad. Like, the whole fucking season.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I still think the scheme for the Bears isn't bad. I still think Sean Desai has done a pretty decent job. But this team is like, when they're not getting pressure on the quarterback, and they got no fucking pressure. I understand Khalil Mack's not out there. I understand Nakeem Hicks just came back from injury. I understand Robert Quinn's come back from COVID. I get all that. But you got to get more pressure on the quarterback, man. Mm-hmm. That Jimmy had all day to fucking throw. It was just bad tackling. And Deebo Samuel play should never fucking happen.
Yeah.
It was a screen. It was a screen on 3rd and 20.
Yeah.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, we were sitting there watching, and I was like, nah, he ain't doing that. Nah, he ain't doing that. He really finna do that. What the fuck? And it was just like, it's just bad. At this point, man, with the Bears, I'm just glad the Bulls are good. Cause these dudes are like, I'm tired of being frustrated every Sunday. I know, like, you know, we tell everybody keep your eyes on the prize. I get that. But as a fan, I feel like sometimes you're just naturally frustrated. Like, they do this shit every fucking Sunday. And it's just like, you know, we got to keep finding positives and Justin to get through these fucking losses. And it's like, these are the last 2 weeks. Two of the last 3 weeks, Justin has had great TD drives in the defense completely just giving up the draws the next play.
Mm-hmm.
Did it 2 weeks ago against the Packers when he cut the lead to 3. And these niggas like Aaron Rodgers, them niggas just run down the fucking... Last week was fucking not even a competition. This week, Justin takes the lead. No, Justin actually could have tied it, but, you know, Santos missed the kick. But I'm not going to get mad at Santos. He made
37
in a row. Not going to get mad at him. At the end of the day, you still had to stop them from scoring points. And now, not like it was a clock-killing drive. They ran through us on that next fucking drive. And so it was just bad. It was a whole bunch of bad. But let's talk about Justin. I think on this episode, we should actually preview the Jets, because you know we're not going to do no preview episode. We ain't did one last week. You know, we've been having a lot of shit going on. You know, so
Scott's physically here, and it's a lot of work for us to...
We got Parlay Man on here going on expensive dates at Vesuvio's. getting served by Artie Bucco. So we're gonna talk about that, and then we'll also talk about the experience covering our first game. Yeah, please don't take a picture. My hair looks fucking bogus.
Nigga, you act like I'm gonna post this on Twitter.
I thought you were.
No.
What are you posting it on?
Just texting my girl.
No.
It was a picture of the mic. Nigga, shut up.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, it's a lot of stuff going on. Scott's
by
physical.
By the way, you still give me a haircut today.
We'll see about that. What is the haircut for? Like, what are you just preparing for Sunday? Or are you going out? You got some shit to do?
I might be going out Thursday. But...
it'll be done before Thursday.
Okay.
It'll be done before Thursday.
Okay. By the way, I will be back for summer sessions this week, though. We will give y'all summer sessions, bye.
From here?
Yeah.
You're going to have to use the mic.
Actually, I can just be, I don't know, we'll figure it out. Actually, might not. I don't know. We'll see. I didn't think about that. We'll figure it out. But anyway, let's talk about Justin.
Well, let me say the first thing. It's nothing wrong with looking toward the future during these games. I think I tweeted out eyes on the prize. I think it feel like, don't worry, Bears fans, something like that, eyes on the prize. That's just the truth. That's just the truth. The truth is, do not focus on what's going on right now. Focus on the prize. Eyes on the prize, Bears fan. Because, I mean, what do? Right now, you're in a situation where, let's think of, matter of fact, before we do that, I want you to think of, I'm going to go over the Bears depth chart. And I want you to tell me every person as a GM who you would keep with your team if you were rebuilding. Now, I don't need you to name this person.
There's only three, four names I'm willing to keep.
No. But remember, you can't do that. You're a GM.
I mean, obviously, but I'm just saying.
So remember, you're just thinking about, we're not talking about starting role. We're not talking about backup. We're just saying who would you keep to structure your team, okay? And if there's one person that sticks out and you want to trade, you say trade.
Okay.
Okay, so
you naming the whole team, nigga?
We're just going through the depth chart. Okay. I'm not going through every player.
I'm about to say, nigga, huh?
So, Justin Fields is a starter.
Nigga, the stadium should be named Justin Fields.
Andy Dalton.
Bye, nigga.
What if he wants to come back?
He's not coming back.
He's going nowhere. Nobody's going to start.
There's too many bad teams in the NFL. He'll start somewhere.
That's true.
Have you seen the New York Giants?
That's true. Nick Foles.
Nick Foles, Nick Foles should be traded today as we record this.
When is the trade deadline?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow. You'll be hearing this today. So, yeah.
David Montgomery.
Keep him.
Khalil Herbert.
Keep him.
Damian Williams.
He going to be gone after next year.
And say, what is he on? He's a 1-year contract, right?
Actually, it might be a 2-year deal.
So, what would you do with him?
I keep him.
So, off season.
I mean, these are not guys you getting shit for.
That's true. Right now, it's a practice squad, dude. Allen Robinson, I know your question.
Bye. I watched from that press box. That nigga be getting good cardio. He do not be getting open. You ain't seen his agent tweet shit since, like, week one.
Darnell Mooney.
Keep him, but Darnell Mooney's a number three. On a good team, Darnell Mooney's a number three. And we need to stop treating him like he's number one.
Jakeem Grant has been a good pickup.
Kick returns, for sure.
He's going to break one out this season.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. It's just a matter of time.
That he was somebody I would keep long term, whoever is his team.
Like, we were talking about it in the press box, and I sound like you and Pavi now. I'm official.
This is what it is.
Damian's the only now reporter on summer sessions now.
Crazy.
But remember when he returned and he got, like, tackled at 15? I was like, I'm not mad at that. He's not paid to take a knee.
That's also true. So, we talked about that. Marquise Goodwin.
I keep him. I don't like that they're not using him enough.
That was the first time
it's
that...
It's puzzling that they're not... He's a deep threat, too.
But...
C.J. Beathard was going deep with this nigga.
But it's also up to Justin to use him more as well.
This is true.
It's up to Justin. And see, that's the hardest thing I think Allen Robinson has had to come to the realization. With Mitch... Allen Robinson was his guy. Let's tell the truth.
Mitch will be fucking A Rob's over there somewhere.
Exactly.
So, but also, this is not A Rob or Justin's fault. This is Matthew Nagy's fault for not giving these niggas enough rep. Have you noticed that he has the best chemistry with niggas he played with? Yeah. There's no reason Jesse James should be looking better than Cole Kmet. And I don't think Cole Kmet had a bad game on Sunday. No. I thought he did good. But Cole Kmet got to start catching these balls.
See, my thing is on that catch. Funny thing, it's sad. I probably think Jesse James would have made the catch. Not because Jesse James is a better quarterback. Jesse James is a veteran and he's physical. So Jesse James would have got Fred Warner off of him and turned his body to make the catch. It was placed in the greatest possible spot.
On the first throw to Justin.
Yeah, exactly. So I think Cole Kmet has but more upside. Bear in mind, Jesse James is a utility. Anybody would pick him up and put him on his team.
You know
what I'm saying? But in that situation, Cole Kmet has to learn to be physical. And he hasn't learned. Right now, he's thrust into the role of completely on his own. And for what it's worth, I didn't think he's done bad. I think he had a good game.
I think Cole Kmet had a good game.
And Justin is starting to find him.
Yeah, but he got him. When Justin be finding him and he don't be catching, he be dropping big time balls, and he got to pick that up.
Mooney be dropping big time, but Mooney dropping balls too.
Yeah, Mooney make a lot more plays than drops.
On that last catch, when I looked at it, it was right on his hands. It was a tough catch.
It was a tough, but Mooney ain't tall. Like,
yeah,
A-Rob grabs that. He's taller.
Probably, yeah.
Because I feel like
Mooney, but A-Rob wouldn't have been that deep.
This is also true, but I feel like Marquis good when he should be used. Well, I think the most impressive throw of the day was a throw not enough people talking about. It was 3rd and 13, 22-yard completion to Marquis Good. We threw it right there. It was perfect ball. So, yeah, I would keep him.
Yeah, for sure. Cole Kmet.
I'm not a big Cole Kmet guy. I just don't know what the fuck you get for him, so I guess you keep him.
Jesse James.
Yeah.
Jasper Horsted. Jasper Horsted been making better catches than
these are all depth dudes. I was like,
okay, I'm not gonna go with everybody on every depth, but because the tight end position is literally five people. Jimmy Graham's obviously leaving. You're not.
Shouldn't be him this year. What's the point of bringing him back? I ain't even seen the nigga on the field.
He's injured. He's on COVID.
Yeah, before that, you didn't see the nigga on the field.
What's the point? Jason Peters, no.
No, he actually ain't think he's done bad for his age.
Not at all. Not at all. I thought he was fine. Yeah. Cody Whitehair. Cody Whitehair has done fine blocking, but he has a lot of penalties.
He got to clean that shit up. He played a lot of undead. I feel like I heard 65 every 3 seconds.
Yeah. Sam Mustipher.
I don't promise Sam Mustipher.
James Daniels.
James Daniels is very underrated.
Yeah, he's probably been playing the best.
Very underrated, yeah.
Larry Bourne.
I was very impressed with the kid. Very good. Hit his numbers. That means he had a good game.
If
Tevin Jenkins comes back and is effective, this will change a lot of stuff about that offensive line. Because Larry Bourne, I think, did a really, really good job.
I didn't even name my people. I'm keeping Justin. I'm keeping Khalil. I'm keeping David Montgomery.
You didn't go over the defense yet.
I didn't even go to offensive myself.
Oh, you named Khalil Herbert. You got to start calling a nigga Juice. That's his nickname. Juice Herbert. There's only one Khalil.
I said I didn't go to offense myself. David Williams, I'm probably going to see if I get something back for him.
You're not going to get shit with David Williams.
You're not
getting nothing with
David. If you package him, you may be able to get a seventh rounder.
What the fuck am I going to do with a seventh rounder? Okay. No, with the nigga who shouldn't be here anymore. That's why I don't give a fuck.
If I one thing was sure, what's it called? Ryan Pace finds depth. That's probably all he's good at.
Ryan Pace shouldn't be able to find his key card at the end of the season.
Allen Robinson, I would trade. Darnell Mooney, I keep. Jakeem Grant, I'm obviously going to keep. Great kick returner. Marquise Goodwin, it's just too much speed to not have on your team. Cole Kmet, I am still keeping because this is the first time he's just now getting recognition while he's on the field. So I don't mind it. Jason Peters, no. He was sort of a get somebody because we don't know what the hell is going to happen with our left tackle. Cody Whitehair, I'm keeping. Sam Mustipher, no. Sam Mustipher stinks. And this is, stinks just sounds so hard when I say it like that, but I don't think he's starter quality. James Downs will find. Well, Larry Borum is one game in, so it's hard to judge who Larry Borum will be, but it's fine so far. Next, Akeem Hicks. I'm trading him.
Yeah, I'm trading Akeem. Not that I don't think he can't be effective, but he's 33 and he's looking for a new deal. There's no way in hell I'm paying him.
No. Eddie Goldman.
But these are also things people should do. Does Akeem have one more year on this contract or is he a free agent this year?
I want to say one more.
Okay. All right. So Eddie Goldman's staying.
I'm staying. Even though he's slowly, it's taking him a minute to get back up to speed.
Man,
but
he missed the whole fucking
when you
year.
Miss a year, Bilal Nichols. Bilal Nichols can do too many things for me to not put him, keep him on the team.
Yeah. I'm also thinking about picks we need because of the amount of picks our general manager fucked up. So I will at least shop him.
Khalil Mack.
No.
He's going nowhere.
Khalil, bro. You keep Khalil.
He's going nowhere.
Great pass rushers can play till they damn near 40.
Sure. Roquan Smith.
Nigga, pay him. Whatever the fuck he wants, pay him.
Alec Ogletree. No.
Bye. And I thought he's done pretty solid, but bye.
It's just a year, I think, anyway. Danny Trevathan.
Man, shout out to DT. He even have a nice little minute. He's the first dude to sign with us. But.
No.
Bye-bye.
Robert Quinn.
I keep Quinn. I mean, he's on a deal. He's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course you keep it, Jalen Johnson. I don't think we even need to have that conversation.
Like, well, I think the Bears fans got to understand you're not trading everybody. Like,
No. this is a hypothetical question.
No, but Bears fans like, only one who should be trailing is Jalen Johnson. Like, that's, you're not going to get rid of everybody with three niggas.
Let's trade 10 other people.
Yeah,
then.
Like, come on.
Deshaun Gibson.
Nah, he can go, man.
I don't know, but I'm of the ilk
he
that
go, man.
He's still under contract.
He can tackle, but he be doing some smelly shit.
He's still on the contract, and if he wants to come back for a smaller deal.
He signed a 2-year deal, so he's going to be back next year. You're not going to get any picks for this nigga.
No, I keep Deshaun. I don't have a problem with it. I just think he's, once again, utility. You feel a need. I don't think he's...
He's a starter, though.
I know. I'm saying if I was a GM, I'm looking at the team. Artie Burns. Burns is a backup cornerback. I haven't really seen much from this. I don't know if he's injured. DHC, I'm keeping DHC. He does literally too much for you to not have somebody on there. Eddie Jackson.
I still keep Eddie. Like, dude, that's the thing. Like, you still need guys, man. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Eddie has a huge fucking contract.
Like, a huge contract.
Like, as we always talk about Trey, Eddie, or Khalil, these niggas got huge fucking contracts.
That's true.
And Khalil's money's just hitting now.
All right. Kendall Vildor.
I mean, he's cool for what he is, but in the draft this year, there's two positions that need to be filled. Actually, three. You need as many offensive linemen as you can get. You need a wide receiver. You need the Bears do not have a 1 or a 2 on this roster.
No.
They need that. And they need they actually need another linebacker. Need to find Roquan's running mate.
It's just, man, how many picks do the Bears have in the upcoming draft? Isn't that a shame? We just finished week 8.
I think they have 10 picks. So but you have no picks. First rounder because you traded up to get Justin Fields.
I don't care.
Which I don't care.
I don't care. Take my firstborn. Take my firstborn. I don't care.
Yeah. That's the price you pay.
That's the price you pay. Now, would I be willing to give up some picks and a player to get back into 100%. The first round? I don't care if the first round is a 22nd pick.
Still a first rounder.
You get a first rounder.
First and second rounders are very valuable in football.
I would, with those first and second round picks, I would look for a linebacker and an O-lineman.
Yeah.
You know, I would look for a center, and I would look for a linebacker, another inside linebacker. Because I'm fine with Robert Quinn and Khalil Mack. It's clear that they are very effective playing together. Robert Quinn, of course, as I said, we were talking, he's a complimentary piece. And complimentary piece makes it sound like he's not a human being. So I don't want to say that. He is complimentary.
He makes a bigger impact when Khalil's on the other side.
Because Khalil is a generational talent.
Yeah, but also, I'm going to give him a break for this week. Because coming off COVID, there's a lot of players who still...
Man, coming off COVID, your lungs, everything.
I think Jason Tatum said in basketball, he said, I still haven't fully recovered from...
It's a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Like, and I think that might have something to do with Moncada this year, too, with his lack of power.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, like, that shit is just... And these are world-class athletes. Yeah. You know, I'm not going to get into another vaccination rant. These are world-class athletes.
Get your goddamn
vaccine.
So, if
these niggas are having a hard time getting... What things you niggas who eat Taco Bell every goddamn day, you know, are going through? You know what I'm saying? So...
Get your goddamn vaccine. I don't care. Get your vaccine.
We are pro-vaccination... Network.
Which, imagine we were kids having to say pro vaccination. People are like, yeah, I got my freaking whatever vaccine.
We're fucking stupid, man.
But
you know what's even funnier? I'm gonna say this one last thing. If rich people were just getting the vaccine, it'd be a fucking uproar.
Hey, oh, so the poor people can't get it?
They're hiding it from the black community, but whatever. This isn't summer session.
So yeah, Robert Quinn is complimentary to someone like Khalil Mack.
Robert Quinn gonna be here. He signed with a 4-5 year deal.
I'm fine with keeping him.
And I don't believe in rebuilding. I don't believe there's anything that's rebuilding in the NFL. It's retooling. Look at the fucking Bengals. Bengals are a legit good team this year.
Mm-hmm.
Them niggas were ass last year.
You know they just got smoked by Matt White, whatever his name is?
5-3.
His name Matt White? What was his name?
I don't know. Why they call him White Mike?
I feel bad for Zach Wilson. You don't want to hear your coach say that.
This is. You know I feel bad for Zach Wilson. I kind of feel bad for Zach Wilson the same way I felt bad for Mitch. He has to come in and save a franchise who ain't been shit, and a fan base who has high expectations. He's being paired with a coach that never coached as a head coach before, and he's in a city that doesn't take kindly to failure.
Yeah.
You know, even though they're not the Giants. Nigga, New York got some terrible – both their football teams are hot ass. The New York Giants, is there a situation in football worse than the New York Giants?
No.
They have nothing.
Nothing.
Like nothing. So, you know, it's just, yeah, I feel bad for Zach Wilson, and I don't know if he's in the right situation to get better. You know what I'm saying?
I'm probably going to say no. I mean, like, how long did
Robert Saleh say about Zach Wilson? Zach Wilson's still hurt, though.
Zach Wilson, yeah. He said, well, Mac, is it Matt White?
Mike White. They were calling him
Mike White.
Yeah, they were calling him White Mike on the TL.
So it was Mike White.
I'm pretty sure it was Mike White.
But yeah, it was Mike White. Wow. So that better won $125,000. That's a $1,000 bet. I'm not really shocked. I would say that because it's Robert Saleh said, forgive me if I pronounced it incorrectly. When asked if Zach Wilson comes back, will Mike White still be the starter? He said anything is possible. Come on now. You drafted this kid second overall. You know, don't let one. Now, bear in mind, Mike White had a good game, but don't let one game of a nigga killing fool you. Mitchell Trubisky has a 6-touchdown game under his belt. Don't forget.
Film's not out. We live in an area now.
Film don't come out on players till like 6 weeks of play.
That's what I'm saying. Like
6 weeks of playoffs, people are like, okay, we know his tendency.
Especially year two. Year two is where you really kind of get a feel. Because you, like I said, Mitch looked okay in 2018. He wasn't great, but he was serviceable.
Yeah.
2019, that boy looked like he didn't know how to read a defense at all.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I'm going to keep saying, Javon Williams said, we want to make him play quarterback. I've never heard anybody say that about a quarterback.
Yeah.
And so, we're in this space in sports in general. We expect too much from younger players. Too fucking early. These are kids, nigga.
Yeah.
These are literal fucking kids. Justin Fields is 22. I was 22 11 years ago. It was a long time.
Yeah.
So, you have to allow time for growth. And even we could talk about Patrick Mahomes on a small level. I think Ryan Clark said this on Sports and it made 100%. They're used to the home run plays.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had a great team. Now the team is mediocre. Pat doesn't know how to check down. He's so concerned about the home run, he forgets the singles and doubles score runs too.
Yeah.
So it's stuff like Pat's still a young quarterback. I know he's been. He's still young.
Yeah.
So it's stuff like that. You're still.
What is he? This is his fourth year?
This is his fourth year.
Third year starting?
What is he, 25, 26?
I don't know. Something like that.
Yeah, like he's still a young kid. You know what I'm saying? So. These are stuff you got to pick up. And if Patrick Mahomes still has stuff to work on, what do you think these niggas still got stuff? We're not going to know really who Justin is till season four.
Yeah.
It'll be real. Yeah. Same thing with Trevor Lawrence. And I think Justin's going to be a stud. I think Trevor Lawrence is going to be a stud. I don't think Zach Wilson's going to be any good. I felt that way. I'm rooting for him, but I don't think he's any damn good. Just like I think Trey Lance is going to be out the league in 5 years. That's just me. I do not see what niggas see in Trey Lance. And if you look at the 49ers track record, the Niners get away with murder.
Yeah.
They don't get the jokes that we get for passing up on Mahomes and Watson. No. Them niggas was available after we drafted Mitch.
Yeah.
What the fuck is Solomon Thomas at?
Yeah.
You take away 2019, which is outlier, these niggas have a worse record than we do. And nothing. So, where the track record make you think that Trey Lance is actually going to be good? That's the shit I want to know. So when it comes to that, when it comes to evaluating young talent, we got to give people time, which I think is a perfect segue into Justin.
I wanted to comment on that Patrick Mahomes thing. And this isn't 2-minute drill. Hopefully.
I will not be on 2-minute drill today, so I just had to get that take out.
I want to make sure we're giving y'all content, so we'll be putting up 2-minute drill, me and Pierce. But I say that to say that when it comes to Patrick Mahomes, it is the home run ball mentality, or it's the chunk play mentality. Patrick Mahomes gets a lot of chunk plays. His first year, I mean, there was no film on him, but he took that there was no film on me and took it to the entirely another level. His second year, he played okay, at least okay from coming off the standard of throwing 50 touchdowns and like 8 interceptions. So 50 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. No, I take it back. His second year, he was 26-5. Last year, he was 38-6. And last year, it seemed like, okay, he's definitively that guy. You know, he definitively can get you 35-plus touchdowns a year. And then now, this year, he's sitting at 10 interceptions already. He's got 19 touchdowns, but 10 interceptions is a lot.
A lot.
For him.
For him. And we got 9 more games.
And this is someone who, you know, talent-wise, we were comparing to Aaron Rodgers. And as much as you hate Aaron Rodgers, the man has thrown over 10 interceptions.
Like I said, I don't call him by his name. 12. The reason I don't hate 12, I hate the uniform he wears. Yeah. When he's out of my life and he's in Denver or Pittsburgh, it's all love. It's all love. We good to go.
Yeah.
That's just how I am with it. The video of him dancing to Pooh Shiesty was funny, though. I'm not going to lie.
Aaron Rodgers has only thrown over 10 interceptions twice in his career.
That's an insane stat.
This is not something that he does, you know, often. And so we were so quick to say, oh, man, he's already better than Aaron Rodgers. He's already. And I still think he is, but.
I still think he's more talented than Aaron.
Oh, I think he's, yeah, I think he's absolutely more talented.
He's not better than Aaron. You gotta put in a little more work.
But I just think he's having to realize that teams are now not letting him get the deep ball anymore. Yeah. Teams are literally sitting too high every play. Too high every play to make sure, okay.
But you said this yesterday when we were talking. They have no fucking run game. In the past, they had run game.
They had Kareem Hunt.
They had Kareem Hunt. They had Damian Williams, who really should have been a Super Bowl MVP a couple years ago. Yeah. They had no fucking run game. These niggas signed, they traded for Melvin Gordon today. Like I said, they still not going to have no fucking run game.
Yeah.
If any player you're getting, I believe, the deadline, especially on the offensive side of the ball, ain't that hot. Because think about it, niggas don't get traded in the NFL during the regular season. This ain't the NBA. This ain't Major League Baseball where you see impact players getting traded. It just don't happen because in football, you kind of always feel like you have a chance.
Yeah, unless you're like a dog shit team.
Yeah.
It happens. It happens every blue moon. You know, my thing with the Chiefs, and this is why the Chiefs traded for, I didn't know they traded for Melvin Gordon, but why they did trade for Melvin Gordon, because they understand why their offense isn't doing what they should.
Yeah.
You're not phasing anybody. Like, okay, if you pass all day, you can get to the red zone. You're going to get stopped after that. You're going to just kick a field goal. When the field is nice and wide open, there's a whole bunch of green grass behind the two high safeties that most teams are sitting back. You're going to get chunk plays. You'll pick up five, Tyreek or Kelsey will get you an extra couple yak. But after that, you're in the red zone. The safeties are sitting in the end zone. You're not going to get past them. And if they're not running some sort of, like, for some teams, of course, you run a cover three, you open up the middle. Some teams, when they're close enough in the run zone, they just run cover two. Those two cornerbacks, all they have to do is just press up a little bit upfield, and they're not going to get anything under there. All those linebackers are sitting in the zone, and so Patrick Mahomes then tries to force certain things.
This is quality football content here, people.
You know, Patrick Mahomes tries to force certain things, and then he ends up getting picked off. Now, you know, 19 for 10, we would think, man, that's not a bad year. You know, it's now 19-10. There's still a lot of interceptions to your touchdown. That's only a 2-1 touchdown interception ratio. That's still pretty high. But at the same time, for many other quarterbacks, we can say it's not bad. If Justin was sitting 19-10, I'd be like, man, hey, that's not bad at all. You know, but for Patrick, for someone who threw, you know, 12 interceptions to 50 touchdowns, it's like that's a little bit off to see him throw this many. But this isn't Chiefs talk. We just were talking about young quarterbacks, which is a good segue to Justin Fields.
Talk about the chosen one, the prince who was promised.
First of all,
what's Justin's middle name? Isn't it Skyler? I think it's Justin Skyler Fields.
That sounds off. I have no clue.
I guarantee his middle name is Skyler.
That's like Justin Skyler Fields.
Do I know my quarterback or do I know my quarterback? By the way, Justin has answered my question first two times that I've been covering these games. He will be on the show by the end of next season. We're putting it in there right now. And we're going to have him on and we're going to talk about anything but football.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your top five albums.
But
I thought it was his best game as a pro.
Absolutely.
Now, this is actually kind of like a double question here because it kind of goes into Chris Tabor. Do you think the game plan was any different? I didn't think it was that much different outside the fact that it was more RPO and they let him use his legs. Besides that, looked like the same Matt Nagy, Bill Lazor offense to me.
Yeah, and it wasn't a bad offense. It just...
Granted, the Niners had a 29th ranked defense. Let's just put that out there. But still.
It wasn't a bad offensive scheme. I mean, the goal was to get him, you know, get some chunk plays.
Yeah.
Also, you know, check down when you can. Like, you know, Herb Howard of the Bigs was saying, oh, man, Justin's a little more patient. He may be able to get to that second read. That first read open, take it. What's the point? You know what I mean? That's the point of a first read. Every play has a primary play. Unless it's a Hail Mary.
Yeah.
Every play has a primary person.
Yeah.
You know, on a running play, your primary person is your running back. And so if you're checking on your first read, the first read's open, take it. You know, now, of course, there are times when a player will be open, but a quarterback will have to, he'll have to realize that if I wait a second, he'll be even more open than he is now, and he could possibly pick up a big chunk. But, you know, those are things that he'll have to learn. But do I think it's his best game? Absolutely, I think it's his best game. He threw for 175 yards. Darnell Mooney catches that catch, he'd have to over 200 yards. That interception is a tip drill.
Yeah, I'm going to keep saying it. I don't think tipped interceptions should go against the quarterback.
No.
It should count for a stat for the person who picked it off. But she's not counting for
that. Justin Fields has 4 interceptions this year. That
And like 3 of them are tipped.
3 of them are tipped. One was a free play where it's like, I threw it up on purpose.
Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It's like last night, who are we looking at who got the interception called on them? Who was playing last night?
It was the Chiefs. Remember, Pat threw that pick, and it was a free play.
Yeah, Pat knew what was going on. Yeah. He said, I just might as well throw it. And maybe it's already a free play, so it's going to come back. That's the thing about a free play. Yeah. That's the most backyard football you can ever play.
Exactly.
So you're not going to say, that was a dumb play, Pat. Pat knew it was a free play.
It's like with young quarterbacks, you can't just look strictly at stats. You got to actually watch the fucking game.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Well, this nigga only had this much. No, you ain't watched the game. You had a good fucking game. I love this command. Had control of the offense. You can really see that. I just love how he used his feet. Let him use his fucking feet.
Yeah.
Now, Justin, does he learn how to slide better?
Cannot slide.
If you're going to have the coaching staff trust you enough to run, you got to learn how to slide, my nigga. We can't afford a defensive back coming or a linebacker taking your head off. Or you fuck your hamstring up or ACL because you don't know how to fucking slide. The reason that Russell Wilson has gone through a decade and this is just his first real injury, he knows how to fucking slide.
And it was still his hand.
Yeah, and it was his hand. Exactly. He knows how to fucking slide. You know what I'm saying? Lamar Jackson still don't really know how to slide. You know what I'm saying? And that's the big fear with Lamar. He got to learn how to slide. If he wants them to teach him to use his feet, yelling, but I thought it was a great game for him. His best as a starter for sure.
Yeah, I I definitely think it was his best game as a starter. His feet are exactly why his athletic ability is exactly why he should have 50 rushing yards a game. You know what I'm saying? And why not? You know, I think his system needs to be a close mirror of the Lamar Jackson system.
Yeah.
Why I say it's a semblance of the Lamar Jackson. Semblance because Justin Fields is 1,000 times better passer than Lamar Jackson.
I was
going to
let you say that, not me.
You hate black QBs, I forgot. Justin Fields can throw 20 times better than Lamar Jackson can throw much more accurately. Justin Fields can actually sit in the pocket and straight up pass all game and doesn't need to run. But at the same time, why waste this? Don't put him in the back like Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning, you're not going to run him out. It's no point. No. Peyton Manning is sitting back there to pass. Yeah. Tom Brady is sitting back there to pass. We're in 2021.
Only pocket quarterbacks you got now like Herbert and shit, right?
Even then, Herbert can run.
He can, but he a pocket quarterback.
But he can run his ass off. But his offensive scheme is him sitting back. Yeah. Everybody else is moving around. You know, you're shifting the line. You're running bootlegs. You're running a lot of play action to get him on the run or on the move. That's exactly what you want Justin Fields to do. And then what I liked today was an RPO, and he said, "Yeah, I took down. I pulled it down, and I need to." And he told him, he said that he needs to pull it down more often. I was like, "This, yeah, you should." On those RPOs, remember when you're running an RPO. RPO, of course, is run pass option. You have the option to option it off. You have the option to hand it off. You have the option to pass, or you have the decision to okay, the defender is crashing down on me. The defender is crashing down on me. What am I going to do now? When you hold the ball, remember the quarterback has to make a lot of decisions when that ball is snapped. As soon as that ball is snapped and your running back comes up to hold the ball and you're putting it right in his stomach, if you pull it back for a pass, you're making a decision based on the alignment of the defense. For a run, if you see that defensive end on your left or on your right, whatever one you're keying on, if they stay back and they don't crash down on you, you hand it off to the running back and you let him get upfield. If they're crashing down already, you pull that and you run. Justin only took off once or twice this game, and I do think he needs to pull that more and take off because right now last game they weren't expecting him to run that much. I mean, even on FanDuel, the odds of him getting 30 yards are like plus 150.
I think Justin in general, of course, this is just come stuff being a young quarterback. Once he gets his timing down, because sometimes hesitation, not just hesitation with his throws, but hesitation on when he should run or not. Once he gets a definitive idea, like we've seen some throws, like if he threw that half second quicker.
Yeah, he's developing time.
Yeah, he's developing time. But that's, like I said, it comes with watching a young quarterback.
Yeah.
And a year from now, I'm like, nigga, do that in his sleep.
Yeah.
So, shit like that. But it's just, I personally, like, I tweeted this too. I know it was a loss. It was frustrating. I'm enjoying watching the growth of a young quarterback each and every week. Even the bad times, how he looked against Tampa, how he looked against Cleveland.
Yeah, Tampa was the jam. The game, I was like, he just got beat.
Yeah.
He just got beat. You know, yeah. Ty Bowles was showing him, nigga, welcome to the NFL. That's like, not going
to
slide
Cleveland here. Cleveland, he just had no time to fucking throw. That was the offensive line. Tampa, he just got his ass kicked. It's just, it was welcome to the NBA. Welcome to the NFL, rookie.
I looked at those picks and said, no, he just threw three picks.
Yeah.
He just was getting picked off. Yeah. Just, just straight up getting picked off. They are, like I said, there are four picks on, nigga, they were tipped. I don't think, I've seen.
How many picks he has total? It was four?
Four? Yeah, he got 10.
Just has 10 picks?
Yeah.
Hell no, he ain't got no 10 picks.
That's the truth, that's 10 picks. Justin Fields stats. Oh, yeah, 7 picks.
What about 10? Why thought he had 10? How many touchdowns he had thrown?
3.
Okay.
Why thought he had 10? I'm tripping. But yeah. The interception versus Cincinnati, straight up his fault. I mean, he came in relief. I was like, he didn't see the linebacker at all.
Yeah, yeah.
The interception versus Detroit. Was that the free play or was that the tip drill?
That was a tip.
That was the tip drill.
The free play was against the
innovation, interception versus Green Bay. I was like, nigga, that shouldn't count.
Yeah.
So, right now, we're looking at one interception that should have been. And there was one interception versus Tampa Bay that was tipped. And there was one versus San Francisco, and the one versus that was tipped. So, that's 3 interceptions that we'll say, yeah. The rest, no, that was just on him. But that's what you expect. Also, what I do not like is the fact that you don't have to baby him as much as you think you do.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry, that was Buddy, my dog, doing something. But you don't have to baby him as much as you think. He's ready for a lot more than he think he is.
I agree.
Eventually, we're just going to call this 79th and Justin. And 79th and Fields.
Man, shit. Is there anything else?
Justin, bro. I know you got people who listen to this. I know. Just come on. Come through.
He's an Ohio State guy, too.
So I'm Ohio State guy, bro. We can talk about CJ. We could talk about Trevion Henderson,
all
man.
All bullshit aside, I think it would be a great interview just because we're not going to sit up here and bore you with Bears talk.
You know what I'm saying? And I like the...
I'm going to ask you, when I come to Atlanta, what's the best wings? Where do I get the best wings from?
And a lot of reporters are trying to catch them in a quote. Yeah. I'm not there to get you in a quote. I'm just there to learn from you.
Yeah.
You know, some people are like, why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? There are times where I need to ask those questions. But, for instance, what I'm liking is there's a rapport growing between me and Justin when I ask questions. You know, some players, other reporters.
Me and Justin to get a rapport, too.
Sure. Other reporters, he's like, that's just my decision, what I'm going to do. I asked him, you talked about being, losing, doing that feeling. How have you adjusted to that? And he's like, man, you know what? I was like, yeah, I like the comfortability. You know, I don't know if it's just he can feel the Buckeye-ness oozing off of me. You know, he entered the room and said, there's a Buckeye in here. Or he's just thinking, it's two young black men talking to one another. And it's the same.
Nigga, you was OG.
Relax, bro.
You got a smooth 8 years on that nigga.
I'm young.
You going to be 31 in a couple weeks. You almost a decade older than Justin Fields.
That is the first time in my life I felt old. I have not felt older to this day. You were like, nigga, what? Okay.
You the OG.
I can still mute you on this pod, bro. My mic will not pick you up. Damn. That nigga just hold me right there. Okay. I see how shit's going down.
That was good.
Or if he sees another 30-year-old black man, he just sees another black man near him and just wants to talk. And a lot of our white listeners may not understand. I think we... Let me just say.
I think we have pretty fair. They know what they're signing up for.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Zach, man.
Constantly shout out to Zach, man. He the homie.
He's the homie. Constantly support us. Constantly listen to us. I know you listen to us, brother. Appreciate you. You know, blessings to you and your family, your son, your wife, man. Hope you all doing great.
Definitely.
But, for our white listeners who may not understand when we talk about that rapport, it's just different for black folks. You know, when you walk into a room.
If you watch the Key and Peele skit.
The Obama handshake.
Yeah, the Obama handshake when he went to go visit Team USA.
You know, and if Scott's telling you to watch a Key and Peele skit.
And I think they're safe Negro comedy.
But it's just something when black folks walk into a room and there's another black person there. Yeah. Remember, in that media room, there were 3 black folks in there that Sunday. Outside, of course, Brandon. Brandon, Ike, and I forgot
the legend name. Jim Rose was in the building, too.
Oh, yeah, Jim Rose comes every now and then, too. He doesn't come often. But when he goes in there, typically every Sunday, it's just me and Herb. Although, black folks there. Last year, it was me. You know, he wasn't here.
We was in the press room. I don't know who the older gentleman was who sat next to me and her. But he looked around. He got happy. He said, damn, it was a whole bunch of us brothers up in here this week.
And so, when he comes in and he sees us, I just want him to know, it's not a matter of on your side because we don't want to be biased, but yeah. as a black man, I'm still on your side. Of course, yeah. And I'm not trying to trip you up. I'm trying to.
We're not going to be asking you any questions that's going
to
have.
We're not here to pull quotes.
Yeah, exactly.
We're here to actually.
You know, Joe set him up with the speed. Sorry about the triangle text.
You know, we're here to get actual text.
Sorry about the triangle text.
But yeah, you know. So, is there much else to talk about that
game? Let's talk about the upcoming game. It's still.
What is the matchup that you think creates a problem for the
Bears? This is the thing. It's the Bears. Everything creates a fucking problem. Like,
the Steelers aren't that good of a
Steelers
team.
Steelers ain't that good. They're 4-3. They're third in their division. Ben Roethlisberger looks fucking terrible. But we let Jimmy Garoppolo tee us off. You trying to convince me Roethlisberger can't have a vintage performance?
That's also true.
On Monday Night Football, and they start kissing his ass 24 hours? Vintage stuff from Ben Roethlisberger still showing he is the first ballot Hall of Famer. That Bears defense had nothing for him. I can see it. I don't know what the fuck's going to happen on Monday. I don't know what. All I know is this.
Steelers are on a 3-game win streak, though.
On a 3-game win streak. I will say this. The Steelers are at home. It's Monday Night Football. Bears on the road. This is an important game for two sides. It's an important game for Matt Nagy, and it's an important game for fans. If the Bears lose this game, they're going to be 3-6, and their chances of making the playoffs are probably going to over. Plummet. Yeah, well, it's plummeting now. They're 3-5. They lose. Yeah, you're right. It's probably over because then you play Baltimore. They're going to kick our ass. Yeah. What Lamar finna do to that defensive line?
It don't matter if he crashes the pocket. He can still
get out. Lamar finna kick our ass. We got that.
Their ass, sir.
Sorry. Their ass. Needs to be more professional. He going to kick their ass. Thanksgiving, we'll probably win that. Detroit is fucking.
They'll probably win that, sir.
I just said.
You said will.
It's going to take a while. Anyway. They'll probably win that game. Detroit is fucking terrible. Yeah. Then after that, you got Man coming to town. That's a loss.
Oh God, that's gonna be an awful loss.
And then we go to Green Bay. That's a loss. Like, yeah, so if they lose this week, it's pretty much curtains.
I have a hot take about that game. The Bears are not gonna lose that.
Which
Packers.
Game? Nigga, I hope not. We're gonna be at the game.
The Bears are going to beat the Packers that game.
I'll say this.
I
would say this. If we win that game, they better hope it don't say post approve on my present. Because I'm sitting in the fucking end zone Indian style doing that post game.
On some CM Punk shit? Mm-hmm. But yeah, Steelers, just the Ravens, the Lions, Cardinals, Packers, Vikings, Seahawks, Giants.
The Vikings stink. They
and freaking Russ going to be back for that Seahawks
game. Oh, yes, he will. That's day after Christmas. He going to be feeling them Christmas vibes.
Yeah.
Russ going to put us in the blood.
He going to feel the spirit of the Lord Jesus.
I'm telling you. Yeah, so this is a big game Monday. Now, I mean, for me, like, I'm never going to go out there and actively root for my team to lose. But I'm going to be real. We got to keep it a buck here. Winning does nothing for this team. There's only one game I want to win the rest of this season, and that's December 12th against the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
Besides that, I don't give a shit. Justin looks good. We win. I'm fine. Clean house. Now, I will say this. Now, I've been saying this all season, and I'm going to continue to say this. I think it's damn near inevitable that Matt Nagy's getting fired.
Yeah.
I think Matt Nagy and his whole offensive staff is going to be gone. I don't think Ryan Pace is getting fired. I think it would have to be we got 3 wins right now.
Mm-hmm.
We had to finish 4-13, 5-12, I believe, for Brian Pace to get fired. Yeah. That has to be a total shit show. I think that Pace is going to fire Matt Nagy, tell McCaskey, because I think they signed for a 2-year extension, the quiet one. Let me play out this last year, see if I can build a team around Justin, save my ass. That's what I think's going to happen. Now, I don't want that to happen, but I won't be totally mad if it happened. I just need Nagy out of there.
Yeah.
But the whole thing should go. If you look at...
Cap now?
Yeah.
Shield Hydra?
All gotta go.
They all gotta go.
Yeah, they all gotta go. But as you can see, with other franchises in Chicago, when the Cubs won, is when they cleaned house in the front office. When the White Sox, when they didn't clean house, but they actually let him do his fucking job, Rick Hahn. Yeah. Bulls, clean house. So they need to get rid of everything. But I think right now, Matt Nagy, dead man walking. I think he knows that.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't seen a tale of it. I haven't seen exuberance on his face for most of the past few weeks, excluding this game, because obviously it was virtual. And
I was laughing when Justin said he'd send it along. Justin had that look like, nigga, I ain't read that shit.
He said earlier, the early one, it was inspirational.
Yeah.
But, Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's out for Matt Nagy. And I think the funny thing is, and this is just a hunch with no actual solid evidence, I think there's a good coach in him somewhere. I just think he's going to have to learn to do things better around him and his coach. He's going to have to learn how to let go of his ego.
Nobody's really done it in the NFL with John Gruden.
Exactly. He's going to have – sometimes it takes a rodeo for somebody to get to where they
Who
need to
started
be.
Off bad but ended up being a good coach? That's a Bill good Belichick. Question. Bill Belichick wasn't bad in Cleveland. He was not. Cleveland was good. Remember, Cleveland was good. Remember, they sold the team. He was good. His first year, look up. They got a documentary on the 95 Browns. He was good. Nick Saban was defensive coordinator.
I remember. Let's see. Bill Belichick, every year he was in the league. Wins and losses. I'm looking up. Okay. 6-10, 7-9, 7-9. 11-5, 5-11, 5-11.
What year was that? What was his record with Cleveland?
I just named every Cleveland year.
So what was the 95 record?
It was 11-5.
Was that the second or third year?
That was his fourth year.
Okay. All right, that's fair. But he wasn't mad at you, man, though. They had to rebuild. It's the Browns. They had to rebuild that shit.
Like I said, he didn't reach who he was.
But we're comparing Matt Nagy to fucking Bill Belichick.
We're not comparing him. We're comparing the principle of becoming who they are. He wasn't a good coach. He wasn't a good coach before then. He wasn't the person that he was until his first year in New England. They were 5-11. So it was a combination of him and him meeting Tom Brady.
Him meeting Jesus.
You know, and then him beating blasphemy. Lord, don't strike me. And then them having their relationship.
We call Jay-Z home every day. Think about it.
It is true. That's an interesting theological perspective. Is it blasphemous to call him Hove? He got Hove from Jehovah,
yeah,
which is Jehovah, which we have the English transliteration. And, huh.
For the Hebrew word for God. I was talking to Mike about that. We call this nigga Hove.
But he also changed it to Jehovah, which is supposed to be God MC. Yeah. Is it bad? God is just the English word we use to call the supreme being. It's an interesting
thing. Anyway.
No. Philosophy hour will not be interrupted. Philosophy, bro. Parents who are listening, teach your kids about some philosophy. I'm not saying get them started on some, you know, Kierkegaard or, you know, Bertrand Russell. Let's not go crazy. But just teach them about some, just a little deductive logic. Maybe some epistemology. It'll help them a long way. But plenty of cultures have reached that. And like you said, nobody's ever really done except John Gruden. John Gruden's cooked out here. But everybody else already has a chance. But outside of that, you know, I'm pretty sure Sean Desai, whoever comes in, they're probably going to sweep Sean Desai out of here. If Ryan Pace is gone, unfortunately.
You think everybody gone?
If Ryan Pace is gone, the person who comes is going to clean house. It just happens
a
lot.
Defense?
Probably. They're probably going to clean house. That happens with a lot of coaches. It's unfair. But that just happens, you know. They just clean up and say, well, nigga, get out. And it sucks, but it's unfair. And I think Sean Desai is a – now, what I will say, Sean Desai got a masterclass on his ass last week. The scheme was just bad.
Bro, it was terrible.
A 3rd and 20, it was the call that was bad. A 3rd and 20, you need to have everybody. You may need to have 3 people rushing. That's all you need to have. You need to have your linebackers spread out wide. You don't even need to necessarily pay attention to the middle of the field. You need to be focused on the outsides and on them screens. It's 3rd and 25. You know what I'm saying? It is 3rd and 25. So that was just a bad scheme. He got a masterclass put on his ass. And that, you know, that just happens, but. You know, when it comes to looking forward to the Steelers, I'm expecting another Bears loss. But what I am expecting is I think the offense is going to put up points. I think it's just going to be point, 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 back
and
forth.
What is the Steelers' defense right?
Ooh.
Because they got T.J. Watt can make some plays, man. They low-key got it. I think they got a good D-line.
Steelers are dog shit.
They are? God damn. Are they worse than the Niners?
The Niners are not a bad ranked defense at all. In terms of, we talking about rushing or passing?
I want to, basically, I need to know what their pass rush looking like. That's the big question. Is Justin going to have time? Is our offensive line going to get work? That's the whole, when the offensive line doesn't get work, Justin usually has time and he makes good plays.
Because the Niners are just 3 spots behind us. The Steelers are... Two spots above us in PFF rankings.
Okay. So that's a decent D-line.
Yeah. The Steelers are the number 12 ranked defense. Bears are 14. Niners are 17 after week 8.
I mean, I think the Steelers are going to win. I can't say we're going to score points until we actually score points. It's going to be anywhere between 14 and 21 like we always fucking see.
I think about a 28 to 31 showing.
I mean, we scored 28. Cool.
You know what I'm saying?
I just hope we have that they let us do post game on the field. I like seeing the field.
Yeah.
But besides that, we should be cool. If y'all got any recommendations on what restaurants we should hit in Pittsburgh, you know what I'm saying?
Let us know. Yeah, me and Scott will be there. We'll come in Sunday afternoon. We're not leaving. I'm not leaving Monday. It's a Monday night game. Yeah. We're leaving Tuesday.
Yeah, of course.
So, you know, let us know some places we can go.
We'll probably be leaving Hinesville like around midnight.
Man, bro.
Which I'm glad we're driving and we don't have to call fucking Uber and
dog,
shit.
Dog, I'm going to have to bring some lights then. Shit. No, I should be lights on the field. We'll be fine. But, yeah. I worked two. How many night games did the Bears have last year? We had a Thursday night game.
Yeah.
They had a Thursday night game.
Yeah, Tom Brady was there.
And I would leave around 11:30, 12. There was no on-field stand-up.
Yeah.
So I was just doing Zoom calls. Remember, and I had to leave. I didn't have to leave my seat.
Even if
either.
We don't have on-field, I want to just ask them niggas. Because I was going to do that in Vegas, but I was just tired and I wanted to go.
Pussy, nigga.
There.
That's what you want.
I was tired.
True. But.
And the White Sox game was on.
True. But, anyway, I think that's pretty much everything for today. Will there be another in-house Seven of the Hounds episode? What are you leaving?
We can do it. No, we're probably not because we're leaving on Tuesday, right? We're leaving Pittsburgh on Tuesday.
Yeah.
So we're probably not going to get here until like late afternoon.
And we can record in the hotel.
We could do that. Yeah, we'll just do it. Yeah, fuck it. We'll do it in the hotel. Fuck
we'll
it.
We'll do it live.
Hey, I'm going back to L.A. on Wednesday.
Damn, nigga.
I'm only going to be L.A. for 10 days. I go to Damien's engagement party.
Fair.
And yeah. I just need to sleep in my own bed for like 2 weeks.
Also, I understand.
So,
but anyway, thank you all for listening. Same answer, Hollis. Subscribe to our Patreon. I do not know what it is. Tell them.
Patreon.com/BarberStudentNetwork.
There you go. There will be some content up. There will be the post game video. Will be up
that
today. The full post game video. Cinema with the guys will be up. Whole lot of good stuff coming to.
We
Patreon.
Recorded Cinema Guys a week ago, but thankfully for y'all, it's not dated. So.
Exactly. So thank you all for listening. We are out.